Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
We're talking about how to have freedom from every bondage and from every addiction. So we're going to build. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you from the Word of God. We're going to look at John chapter 8. We're going to go through verse 30 through 36. And then I'm going to share with you a few points, and we're going to end with some action steps, okay? And I believe if you need prayer right now, you know, just let them know right there in the chat room. There's people ready to pray for you. If you want to talk anytime during the day or the night, we have a 24-hour prayer line. We believe prayer changes things. Well, let's get right into the Word. I'm going to go over here to the board, and we're going to go here to John chapter 8 and verse 30. It says, "And as Jesus spoke these words, many believed on him." I want you to say it with me, believers. Say it again at home, believers, okay? So then Jesus said to those Jews which believed, there we have it again, on him. So he's talking not to sinners, but he's talking to believers, all right? So if you continue in my word, oh my goodness, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. I just want to bring out a principle to you that whatever we're continuing in, we get addicted to. Whatever we're continuing in, it's called habit. We get addicted to. And notice that we are to be addicted to the Word of God. Isn't that awesome? So then Jesus said to those who believe, so he's talking to who? Believers. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. Say that with me. Disciples. One more time. Disciples. Notice there's a distinction between being a believer and a disciple. Now, what I want to bring to your attention is believers don't get free from bondages and addictions. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean that I'm going to get free from those things that I brought with me into the kingdom of God. When we all got born again, we brought baggage, stuff, clutter, habits, behavior, language, thoughts, relationships in with us into the kingdom of God. And we need to understand that there's a difference between being a believer and a disciple. I have to move from being a convert to a disciple. I have to move from being a believer, just a Christian, and I have to become a disciple. It's disciples who find freedom from bondages and addictions. We're going to see here that believers, just because I'm a believer, I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, we got stuff. Stuff that is attached to us, you know, in the world that we all want to get rid of. How do we do that? He said, "Then you are my disciples indeed." Next verse, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Talking to you all right here at home now, the truth is the Word of God. So watch this now. God's Word, the Bible, has power to set me free. The Word of God, the Scriptures, the Bible, has the power in it. It's anointed. The Bible is like no other book and has power in it to set us free. That's why the devil doesn't want you and I to be in it, because he knows if we get in it, we'll get free. So he'd rather us watch Netflix. He'd rather us be on the internet. He'd rather us be on, you know, something, doing anything other than in the book, in the Bible, in the Word, because the Word, the Bible, has the power to set us free. Next verse. "Then they answered him, 'We are Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How can you say that you'll make us free?'" Now, we can all relate to this. Notice, believers in denial. They're believers, but yet they're saying, we don't have any bondages. And they did. They were in bondage to religion and other things. So here we see that believers do have bondages and hang-ups. Just because we're Christian doesn't mean we're perfect. We never get perfect, but we do develop character. And so we need to understand that. We need to give each other some slack. We need to give each other some grace and mercy and not judge one another, because we all have our race to run and we're all in process. I like that old bumper sticker. I'm forgiven, but I'm under construction. Ooh, I like that. So it's important that we understand then that they're in denial. And if I'm a Christian and if I'm in denial, if I'm a believer, I'm in denial, I can't get set free. If I'm in denial, I can't get set free. As long as I blame my parents, my ex, my husband, my wife, my mom, my dad, white people, black people, brown people, yellow people, as long as I blame the Democrats or the Republicans or the independents or the libertarians or my neighbor or the cat, the dog, the hamster, as long as I'm in denial, I can't get set free. I have to come to a point in my life that I'm going to accept responsibility and I'm going to repent. There's no recovery without repentance. Whenever I counsel somebody, I'm always looking for repentance. If they're unwilling to repent, I know they're not on their road to recovery. The road to recovery, the road to recovery, the road to recovery starts with repentance. I've got to admit it, and then I've got to quit it. I've got to admit it, and then I've got to quit it. But I need God's help to do that. All right? So, next verse. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son, therefore, shall make you free. Now watch this. He said the word of God can set us free, but then also he said the son of God can set us free. Where do we find freedom from bondages and addictions? By coming to Christ. We talked about it last Wednesday night, having a personal relationship with him, but then also getting in the process of daily renewing my mind in the word. Coming to Christ for a personal relationship with him, but then number two, get in the process of daily renewing my mind in the word of God. Because every bondage, listen up real careful, every bondage and every addiction started with a thought. Every wrong desire, every compulsion, every codependency, every behavior compulsion, that you say, I can't stop that. You know, I try. It all started with a thought. Everyone started with a thought. So it goes on here, and a disciple, I want to give you the definition. I want to give you what a disciple looks like. Because remember, believers don't get free. Disciples do. He said to the believers, you have bondages and hang-ups and addictions. But he said, if you continue in the word, the process of renewing your mind in the Bible every day, you'll become a disciple. How do I know I'm a disciple? A disciple is a follower of Christ. A disciple is a follower of Christ. They've made the choice to follow Jesus. Okay? I have decided to follow Jesus. That's an old gospel song. And then also a disciple is not only a follower, but a learner. A disciple is a follower and a learner, a lifelong learner. That's our culture at Church on the Rock. They're a follower and they're a learner of Jesus Christ, right? And then number three, a disciple is an imitator, an imitator. They take on the characteristics of the master. The student takes on the characteristics of the teacher. The student takes on the characteristics of the teacher. So a disciple, how do you know if I'm a disciple? Number one, they obey God's word. A disciple obeys God's word. And look what it says in John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you become my disciple. Yes, you're a convert. Yes, you're a Christian, but you're not free. You've got to get in the process of daily renewing your mind in the word, and then you'll become a disciple. So a characteristic that I know that I'm a disciple, you know, birds fly and fish swim, right? Well, if I'm a disciple, I obey God's word. I'm a doer of God's word. And that's what he says here. Then number two, a disciple bears much fruit. You know, you and I both know Christians who aren't doing diddly squat for God right now. They're just sitting and soaking, sitting back. And they might be a Christian, but there's no fruit. And so they haven't become a disciple. Remember, believers are stuck in all kinds of bondages and addictions because Jesus said, you guys have got bondages, but you're a believer. But he said, I can tell you how to get free. You've got to move on up like the Jeffersons. You got to move on up and become a disciple. And what does a disciple do? Number one, if God said it, I obey it. I'm a doer of the word of God. Build my house on the rock. Number two, I bear much fruit. Notice what he says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear not just fruit, but much fruit. That you bear much fruit, then you are my disciple. Disciples bear fruit. Fruit in the Bible, a metaphor is praise and worship, the fruit of your lips. So disciples have a praise life. Fruit is also listed as winning souls, winning souls. Disciples reproduce themselves. Disciples lead people to a God who's for them, help them discover his purpose for their life. Fruit also in the Bible is talked about giving finances, giving resources. You look up the word fruit in your concordance, and you'll see all the categories of the fruit he's talking about. The fruit of the Spirit, the character of Christ. So herein is my Father glorified, and you and I are all about wanting to make God look good and please God, that you bear much fruit, and if you do, then you are my disciple. We're looking at characteristics of a disciple. I've got to go from being just go to church right now, you know, just sit and soak at home, the office, the backyard, on vacation, or the drive-in church across the street, or in the physical plant, whatever. But I can't just sit there and do nothing because I'll never get free. I only have more compulsions that are ungodly and that are ruining my life, more addictions, more desires that are unhealthy. So notice, I've got to go from being a believer. Jesus said, you've got bondages. They denied it. There's no recovery without repentance. The road to recovery starts with repentance. He was waiting for them to repent. And he's waiting for them to become a disciple, which is what? A follower, a learner, and an imitator of Christ. So they put God first. Ooh, I like this one. They put God first. A disciple puts God first. A disciple puts God first. A disciple puts God first. Look at the verse. You cannot be my disciple, Jesus said. Now, see, I care about you and your loved ones, your friends that are addicted, that are in bondage, that are in pain, that want to be free and don't know how. By God's grace and God's word, we're helping them know how tonight. You cannot be my disciple unless you love me more than your family. Whoa. You cannot be my disciple unless you love me more than your father, your mother, your kids, your brothers, your sisters. You cannot follow me unless you love me more. You cannot be my disciple unless you love me more than you love your own life. Oh my goodness. So if I'm going to get free, if I'm going to walk in freedom, if I'm going to walk in liberty, I got to grow up. I got to grow up from being just saved, sitting and soaking, just being a convert, just being a normal Christian. And I've got to move on up to be a disciple. Because he said, if you continue in my word, renewing your mind, those bondages will fall off and you'll become a disciple. One who follows Jesus, one who learns from Jesus, constantly growing, and one who becomes an imitator of Jesus. Everyone say disciple. One more time, say disciple. So a disciple, this is heavy duty, isn't it? Because you and I both know people who put their kids, their family, their parents, their friends, or their own life. He said, you got to love me more than your car, your boat, your shotgun, your golf clubs, your vacation, your job, your career. He said, you cannot be my disciple unless I'm first. Wow. You know, I just want to encourage you right now. Our prayer team, we're praying for revival in our church, revival in our neighborhood. We're praying for an awakening in our city, in our community, in our nation. That's the only thing that's going to solve racism, division, strife, hurt, pain, turmoil, conflict. That's the only thing is an awakening. What is that? Heart change. So we're looking at a disciple. I've got to go from being a believer to a disciple. So then any of you who does not forsake, renounce, surrender, claim to, give up, and say goodbye to everything. Whew, this is deep, but we're doing it on a Wednesday night. If I really want to get free, I've got to say goodbye to everything. You know, hasta la vista, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, hasta la vista. I've got to say goodbye. If I'm going to be his disciple, he's got to be first. So then if any of you who does not forsake or renounce, surrender, claim to, give up, say goodbye to all that you have, oh my goodness, he comes before sports. He comes before my kids' sports. Now, we're not against that. I think your kids should be in sports. I think teams are crucial in growing up and developing leadership skills. We're not saying, you know, get rid of all that stuff. No. We're not saying, you know, stick your head in the sand, be an ostrich. No way. No, we're not doing that. We're talking about priorities. Now, this is Jesus talking. This is Bible, not blunt. And most people don't like it, can't take it or swallow it or won't receive it, but it is the Bible. And if I really want to get free, I've got to move from being a believer to a disciple. And he said, if you're going to be a disciple, then you have to renounce, you have to surrender, you have to claim to and give up and say goodbye. If it's standing between you and church, standing between you and your call, standing between you and God's purpose, wow, something needs to change. All that he has, you cannot be my disciple. We're looking at the characteristics of a disciple. Why, Pastor? I just joined you. I just came online. Because believers are in Christ, and they're in the church, and they're in the family, but they go their whole life in bondages. Because when we get born again, we bring everything with us. God doesn't want us to live that way, an abundant lies. He wants us to have abundant life. You know, the devil telling you can't get free. The devil telling you can't break that. You can't stop that. It won't get better. He is a liar. And his pants will soon be on fire, okay? So the fourth characteristic of a disciple, ooh, this is right now for right now, isn't it? You love one another. If I'm really a disciple, I'm going to love my brother and sister. Look what he says. I give you a new commandment that you should love one another, black, white, yellow, brown, young, old, that you should love one another just as I have loved you, so you too should love one another. By this, whoo, this is huge. By this, look at this, y'all. By this shall all men know you are my what? Disciples. You know, if I want to get free, I can't live in strife. I can't live in bitterness. I can't be a bigot. I can't live in prejudice. I can't get down on my brother and sister and belittle them and think I'm better than them. Can't do that if I want to get free. Could that be why some don't get free? Those hang-ups they have, those wrong teaching, wrong traditions, wrong upbringing, wrong, you know, being taught the wrong things, believe the wrong things. By this shall all men know you are not a believer, but a disciple. If you love one another, if you keep on showing love, no matter if you're in a virus or not in a virus season, you keep on showing love among yourself. And that's why, as your pastor, please start a watch party. Please bring your neighbors over, the kids, your friends. Please get your family together. We're to love our neighborhood. We're to love our backyard, those people across the street. You know, those people. When's the last time you prayed and called out the name of your street? When's the last time you prayed and called out your subdivision for those people? I'm not getting on anybody's case. I'm just asking us to evaluate our life. And he said, if you're a disciple, you're going to love people. And you're going to love people that are different than you, look different than you, act different than you, dress different than you. You're going to love people. Thank you, Jesus. So I got to go from a believer. I got to move on up like the Jeffersons. Many of you know that old serial on television. So now what do I got to do to get free from every bondage and every addiction? I've got to develop a relationship. My relationships determine my recovery. Oh my goodness. Put your coffee down. My relationships determine my recovery. I don't get it. If I'm around the wrong people, wow, then I'm going to do the wrong things. Relationships determine my recovery. That's why we have a ministry here every Thursday night called Celebrate Recovery for mental help, physical help, spiritual help. And they gather together, people of like precious faith. We've all gone through the same thing. And why is that important? Because relationships will determine if I can, how fast I do, recover. But let me show you the most important relationships. Number one is our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father. And look at this. We've got to have a relationship with God, and He's got to become our Father. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and announce to the captive, those that are addicted, those that are in bondages, that they can be released and the blind can see and the downtrodden can be what? Free from their oppressors, can be free. All right, next verse, verse 19. And that God, oh, I love this, that God, can you say it with me at home? That God, I've got to have a relationship with Father God, from God to my Father. How do you approach God? Is He God or is He your Heavenly Father? And God is ready. Who's ready? To give blessings and breakthroughs to everybody who come to Him. So relationships are huge for recovery, and the most important one is with my Heavenly Father. Next is with the Son, Jesus Christ. So if the Son liberates you, Jesus can do that. If the Son liberates you, makes you free men and women, then you are really and unquestionably free. Relationships are everything with recovery. You know, you run around with the wrong crowd, you're going to go where they go, do what they do, think what they think, end up where they go. Birds of a feather flock together. So I've got to have the right relationship for recovery. We're talking about recovery tonight. We have ministry for recovery every Thursday night at Church on the Rock. And if I do, I've got to have a relationship with Father God because He's ready to free us and bless us. Breakthroughs. I've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ because He can liberate me. And number three, I've got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I like this. Daniel referred to this at the beginning of the service tonight. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. Now, what it's saying here, capital S, that's always a reference to the Holy Spirit. So it's saying where the Holy Spirit becomes Lord, where the Holy Spirit becomes Lord. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty and freedom from bondage. When you and I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, what does He want to do? If we agree with Him and we walk with Him and we yield to Him every day, get up in the morning, Holy Spirit, I surrender to You today. What's going to happen? He's going to lead you to freedom. He knows exactly who you need to know and what you need to do. I heard someone say the other day, when we're in the middle of a trial or a crisis or a virus, we shouldn't be saying, what am I going to do? We should be saying, God, what are You going to do? We shouldn't be saying, oh my God, what am I going to do? We should be saying, God, Heavenly Father, Abba Father, what are You going to do? And then when He tells you, do it. Oh, hallelujah. So our relationships determine our recovery, and then we need a relationship with the Word of God. As the team comes out, we need a relationship with the Word of God. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My Word, whatever I continue in, I am connected to. I have an addiction to. If I eat potato chips over and over and over again, which I love, I'm going to get addicted to them. If I, you know, have ice cream every night, continue in that, I'm going to get addicted to that. So you see, Pastor, it's hard for me to read the Bible. Just get a translation that you can understand and just start. Pastor, how much do I got to read? Just start. Just start reading a proverb a day. There's 31 proverbs, 31 days. Read in the Psalms, that's for our emotions. Or start in the book of John and just start reading a few verses, but do it every day. Just like ice cream, you do it every day for 31 days, you get addicted. So notice he said, the Word of God, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, did you see all that, everybody? I sure do love you. Can't wait to see you this weekend. Three venues, online campus, not social media, social ministry. Across the street in our drive-in church, LED big screen, or here in the sanctuary with me. wherever, join me this weekend. I'm looking forward to great things. But think about this now, that he said that God wants to set you free as Father, that Jesus can liberate us, that the Holy Spirit wants to give us freedom, and that the Word of God can set us free. You know, I think sometimes we try to get relationships with the wrong people that keep us in bondage, away from our recovery, when we need to start working every day on a relationship with those four things: the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Word. And when we do that, we're gonna walk in greater freedom. And we all know it's a process. All bondages start with a thought. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a self-disciplined mind. A self-disciplined mind. So if I want to change my behavior, I got to change my mind. If I want to change my addictions, I got to change my thoughts. Because it starts with my thinking, it moves to my feeling, it ends up with my acting. So six questions as we conclude, okay? These are action steps. Ask yourself, who am I listening to? Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? You know, we can be listening to the wrong people and they keep us in bondage. Number two, second question, what am I looking at? What am I looking at? If I want to get free from pornography, I got to stop looking at pornography. If I want to get free from alcohol, I got to stop walking down the beer aisle in the grocery store. Seriously. If I want to get free from those things that I want to get free from, I got to stop looking at them. What am I looking at? Third question, what am I reading? What am I reading? Oh, these are questions to help us evaluate and eliminate things that we might need to eliminate that will bring recovery and freedom from every bondage and every addiction. What am I saying? What am I saying? Listen very carefully. Our confession, what we say, is either the devil's defeat or our defeat. What we are saying out of our mouth is either the devil's defeat, we're conquering him with words, or we're defeating ourselves. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Six questions to evaluate my life and get a direction. Number five, who am I running with? I won't go any further than my friends. What their habits are, I pick up on. It's called the law of association. It's called the law of transference of spirits. All of us have a spirit. All of us have a spirit. Who are you running with? Because their spirit is jumping off on you. Number six, what am I thinking? What am I thinking? That's huge. So I want to pray with you right now. I hope you got something tonight. I did my best. I love you so much. I care about you. And those of you that are in pain tonight, those of you that are hurting, it could be addicted to wrong thinking. Someone said something to you as you were growing up. It could be addicted to a hurt of a past marriage, job, church, Christian, mother, father, neighbor. Life hurts. And here at Church on the Rock, we care. So we want to be aware and we want to help you. We want to help you in your recovery, in restoration, in God rebuilding your life. So you're watching tonight and you say, Pastor Blunt, I need a relationship with God. You said relationships determine recovery, if I do recover or how soon I can recover. And you said I have to have a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. They all bring freedom. Pastor, I don't have that. I want that. I want God's love. I want God's acceptance and His forgiveness. And I want the freedom that He can bring into my life. My head is going crazy. My heart is broken. Pastor, I'm physically, I have no strength. I can't keep a relationship. I sabotage it. I'm tired of it, Pastor. I want help. Pray for me. Or you're a believer and you say, Pastor, I get it. I get it. I get it now. I got to move into discipleship. That's when the freedom comes. Pastor, I want to give God a greater part of my life. Remember, I can't be His disciple unless I give it all up to Him. Pray for me, Pastor. I want to rededicate my life. If that's you, would you, the laptop, the computer, the smartphone, punch the button right there. And I just want to pray with you right now. And I want to lead you to a God who's for you and help you discover his purpose for your life. So all of us, wherever you might be, all over the world or right across the street, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.